This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, where we teach you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have ever heard before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and today's episode, bonus episode of season 7, we're talking about what does normal eating actually look like? Okay, guys, last new episode, because this is a bonus episode, and although we're not having any episodes for a month, because I'm starting out in December again, the month October hasn't finished yet. At least when I'm recording it, it's not finished yet. So this bonus episode is for season 7, and we're going to talk about something somebody put in for the Q&A that I send out on Instagram, and I picked actually quite a few came in, so I'm gonna use them and use them in season 8 for December. But there was one thing that stood out for me, and that was how do I eat normally? The question was, what does normal eating look like? And that one is fucking good, so thank you so much for sending that in, because it's the question, I think, that the burning question everybody has with an eating disorder, specifically people that have been doing this eating disorder thing very long or are so distanced from their prior before self that they just don't know how normal eating looks like, because they've been trapped in this trap for so long that they only know their ways. This episode is for that, and I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm not even going to do, you know, the intro, blah, blah. If you want to follow, by all means, do what you want to do. But the interesting thing that I would like to address here is that, keep in mind, while you're asking this to me as a dietitian, as a friend, as a random person online, as an experienced expert, coach, blah, 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 I would like to just give you the little heads up that what is healthy is very subjective. Everybody has their own opinion. So what is normal eating? What does normal eating look like? I would not know what normal eating looks like. I can tell you how people do it around me. I can tell you how people do it, how I do it. And, you know, the same goes for what does normal, you know, exercise look like? How many times a week do you go? I know that sometimes people are so lost that they want general guidelines to just have something to start and build upon. And that's a very healthy thing to do, because it means you're fighting against your eating disorder. But at the end, I hope that you are not following these general guidelines to the T. I always say, if people follow my nutritional advices to the T, there's something very wrong with them, because you should be putting up a fight. You should be saying, okay, Queenie, you put raisins in there in that advice, but I don't like raisins, so that's why I took blueberries. Or, you know, you're suggested whole wheat bread, but I like brown bread better, so I'm just going to eat that. Having your own identity, a very clear example what I'm giving now in this example, because a lot of clients of mine do that, and I'm so happy they do that, because they're making the suggestions that I made, they're making it their own, and they're just not blindly following what can be very, very, very dangerous, blindly following. So that is something I just already want to put out there with, you know, what does normal eating look like? However, I can imagine if somebody is so far offshore and just asking for a lifeline, because, you know, what does it look like? You need to have something to work with. And I can imagine if we look at, for example, normal, you know, like, for example, normal eating, it can be hard. Do you eat 6 times a day? Do you eat 4 times a day? Do you eat 2 times, 3 times? What is that? What do you need? Normal eating for a person with an eating disorder really, really depends on which stadium you are at. If you are severely malnourished and you are very light, 6 times a day eating isn't that crazy. If you are more further in your progress, maybe 3 main meals and a snack or 2 snacks isn't that crazy. If you have crazy working schedules, but you're still dealing with an eating disorder and you can only eat one proper meal, then eat that one time, but eat a good proper meal. So, you know, it really depends from which angle you're looking at it and what life and what type of lifestyle you chose gives you room to build that. people ask me, you know, what does my normal look like? I eat quite heavy in the morning, eat lighter throughout the day. In the evening, I actually mostly have like veggies and some lean protein. And in the later evening, I have like a snack, some type of yogurt, chocolate, or some protein stuff. But that's my type of eating, with the fact that I have IBS, that works the best for me. And that makes it so damn hard to answer these questions. I cannot give you a one size fits all question, although this society is so very much built on that, with all diets, book, and training schedules that are just copy paste and thrown out to everyone. If you really want to know what normal eating is, you need to go on a journey of choosing for recovery, and you will see that it takes some time to develop that normal for you. I think one of the biggest things, most important things to do in what does normal eating look like, is to understand that you're not your past self anymore. You're not your present self anymore, but you're working to your future self. And normally you always hear from people, you know, you really need to be in the present, you really need to be in the moment. And I totally agree with that. But a lot of people with eating disorders, they tend to melancholic, I hope I'm saying that right, but a lot of people that are in an eating disorder currently, they really want to go back to how they were. Well, that's not gonna work, because one, you're not in that state anymore. Secondly, the way how you were eventually gave you your eating disorder. Then we have the third part, and that is currently how you are now. If you want to stay that way, it's still sub-ideal, because you need to have a growth mindset on fixing the habits that are now breaking you down. So you need to focus on that future self and building towards that future self. The, how they say, mostly say manifesting, even, you know, that your future self, how is that person living, what type of habits do that person have, what type of eating style does that person have, what type of mindset does that person have. If you work towards that, your, you know, what does normal eating look like will also eventually grow towards that. Because if you want to be that person, that future self, you need to start making changes, and the way that person is eating in the future will eventually become your normal way of eating. It does, however, take blood, sweat, tears, pain, discomfort, so much discomfort to get there. Because I always say to people, if you're trying to understand eating disorders, specifically people that do not have eating disorders, do keep in mind that you get confronted at least 3 times, 4 times, 6 times a day with food while having an eating disorder. It's not the same like sex, it's not the same like drugs, it's not the same like alcohol. These are secondary things, and we are, with an eating disorder, getting faced with primary things that we need from day to day. So constantly fear is almost injected. So I'm not going to say that working towards normal food, you know, normal way of eating, is going to be easy, because normal eating also means introducing back the foods you really like, but are, you know, are, you're maybe scared of. And that makes that process so hard and draining. I mean, still, I haven't met something in my life that is that painful and that draining as an eating disorder. I still need to meet it, because the eating disorder still was the most painful, scary thing I've ever had to deal with. If you are asking to me, Queenie, is this the answer to what does normal eating look like? I think normal eating, you will feel what is normal. Because if you feel it's fear-based, if you feel it's based upon logic, choosing something because the calories are good or it's low-fat, or it's because you want to hit a certain amount of protein, for people with an eating disorder, that is not normal eating. Normal eating should come from a part that you suppressed. It should come from the part of feeling. And if you can choose products because they feel good, because they taste good, because they give you a warm feeling, because it reminds you of your childhood, you are going into the direction of normal eating. And if you are not getting towards that path, and of course a little bit of health consciousness will be good, you know, having some fruits and veg, but let that be guidelines. But if you're not going towards that path, you will not have normal eating. And only if you do all of those things that I just said, and I don't want to sound like a coach that's saying, you know, do this because otherwise you will not achieve it, But seeing the progress of all my clients and even myself, these are all the steps that they have taken, that even I've taken, to get back to normal eating and quote-unquote normal eating. And what does normal eating look like? Enjoying your food, because that's such an important thing. And not depriving yourself, you know. How many times, and this is so funny, and after this one I'm gonna, you know, shut the fuck up. I have had clients, and even myself, and I remember this, for the Dutchies, Optimal Quark. This is like a low fat quark. How, in the time that we deprived ourselves, that could feel like a real treat and could be something like so tasty because it was filled with sweeteners. Later on, I haven't eaten quark for some time, or when I would eat something, it would be like full fat Greek yogurt or something like that. And then years later, when I started eating it again, because I wanted to, there was a time prior when I still was like in this gray mode of eating disorder, not when I was healed, but before, still a little bit half eating disorder mode. I ate the yogurt, the quark that I thought was so tasty during the shittiest times of my eating disorder. And I was eating that. And I was like, what the fuck is this? How did I ever find that tasty? Now, with my full senses and my taste buds that are developed and me enjoying food, I could see how I was punishing myself and forcing it down because, you know, it was high protein and blah, 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 functional eating. Well, now, if I eat that, now eating low-fat skyr yogurt, I'm adding like apple syrup to it, I'm adding a banana to it, granola to make it interesting. But just like that, I could never eat it anymore. And that says something about the healing of, you know, going to normal eating or grabbing a cappuccino and not making yourself, you know, worried about liquid calories. These are all signs eventually. And maybe I've said that before in other podcast episodes, but that makes it so important. You know, main essence of this episode, I could say, what is normal eating? You enjoying it, not a lot of rules, and you choosing it from feeling instead of logic. And that's quite a journey, but if you're there eventually, you will be so grateful towards yourself. That is this extra bonus episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you, or you will hear from me, in a month. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.